You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome back to the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Halloween Friday. Sal Capaccio with you. We are having some fun with Halloween today. Hope you're enjoying your Halloween. By the way, just a public service announcement for you. Just be careful on the roads tonight, of course, right? Just you're going to see a lot of kids out there trick-or-treating. I know I don't have to tell people that. I hope I don't have to. But, you know, the weather's not going to be the best tonight. And, you know, people are going to be out there with their bags and their costumes. And sometimes those costumes are a little bigger and not going to be able to see everything going on. Hopefully they can, but you just got to be more aware. Please do that, all right? Whether it's later this afternoon, early this evening, tonight, just be aware that that's happening tonight, all right? I always want to make sure I get that out there and keep it in your brain today. Buffalo Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Bills head coach Sean McDermott will join me here in just a little while on the Nortown Automotive Extra Points Show. We will have an injury update from him. But speaking of injuries, we have kind of a little bit of a breaking NFL news here. And this is just really terrible to hear for Travis Hunter. Might not be able to return this season. Okay, this is the report coming from Hayes Carlton, a Jags reporter for 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Non-contact knee injury in practice yesterday.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Travis Hunter, a non-contact knee injury yesterday in practice.
Oh, that's... Just non-contact and knee, you just immediately your mind just goes to the worst place. But
I'm going to just take a look. I hope I'm not getting, I just want to make sure I do have this. Oh, yep, there it is. Adam Schefter now reporting he's going on IR.
Oh, no.
The other byproduct of this is I think this makes Brian Thomas Jr. a much less viable trade option for any team, right? Brian Thomas Jr. just became a really, really important piece of their offense. Not that he wasn't already, but there was a lot of talk about, you know, his reduced role or what's happening there with him and him being a trade option and target. I don't think that's happening now.
No, absolutely not. They need everybody they can get there. I just don't. Non-contact knee injury in practice, like I said, your mind just goes to the... From the non-contact injuries we've seen just this season alone,
yeah,
it's not a good spot.
And I know people have talked a lot about Bills having some, you know, practice injuries this year. I mean, these things happen around the league, right? You get sometimes, you know, you're practicing football and you can get bumped into, you can get stepped on, like at Oliver, you could have a calf injury, you could have a knee injury. And that's what happened. Remember Max Harrison, thankfully, was able to come back, but that was a non-contact knee sprain he had during mm-hmm. training camp.
Right.
Right. Doing a drill.
You never know.
So once again, the breaking news here. Travis Hunter, non-contact knee injury in yesterday's Jaguars practice. He will go on injured reserve. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We will get Sean McDermott on here in just a little while, and we will talk Buffalo Bills injuries and a look ahead to the Kansas City Chiefs, a game that a lot of you say, okay, twice a year, you know they're playing this team, and people talk about, do they hold things back? I don't think so. I don't think you hold anything back in this game. That's, to me, a misnomer. Like, what you do, though, is you gain information for the next time you play them. It's no different than, I think, a division game a lot of times, which is, how are you going to play us? Like, the Bills played against a Jets staff this year that was brand new. Okay, how are they playing us now? Let's file that away for later, right? Same thing with the Dolphins, which they'll get in a couple of weeks. Speaking of the Miami Dolphins, they started week number 8 last night against the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday Night Football, and the game kind of went the way I think a lot of people expected, to be quite honest with you. Ravens win 28-6. Dolphins got off to a nice start. They moved the ball right down the field, but then they had self-inflicted wounds with penalties. They had a turnover a little bit after that. 3-0 they're up, but then after that, it was pretty much all Baltimore Ravens and all Lamar Jackson. 4 touchdown passes. 204 yards passing. Derrick Henry, 119 yards rushing. He was back in the groove. I don't think it's a coincidence that Derrick Henry is a little better with Lamar Jackson on the field than that threat. 119, 6.3 yard per carry average against the Dolphins defense somehow last week, which held Bijan down, and then now got run on again. The Bills will play the Dolphins in 10 days. Dolphins have 9 from now. Dolphins have a little time to prepare for them. Let's get to your 1 o'clock slate. Bears at Bengals. Boy, the Bengals with a devastating loss last week, the way that everything went with them and the New York Jets, and losing that game 39-38. Now the Bears come in with Caleb Williams. They were on a 4-game winning streak. They lose at the Ravens 30-16, trying to get back into the win column. Bengals 3-5. Look, the AFC North is there. The AFC North is there. Look at the standings now. After last night's win by the Ravens, you got the Steelers at 4-3, and then the Cincinnati Bengals and Baltimore Ravens both at 3-5, just a game and a half back. I mean, heck, even Cleveland's 2-6. I know it sounds a lot. It sounds a lot, but it's not. Especially looking at the Steelers' schedule, which we'll get to. Vikings at Lions. Go ahead.
No, it's crazy how much that division's still open. You were even alluding to it yesterday. You almost wanted Miami to win that game last night.
Yes, yes.
Because then the Ravens are less of a factor going 100%. Forward. But
I think it would have been better for the Bills if the Ravens had lost last night.
100%.
Let Miami win, and they're not really a threat to the division right now. They could be feeling themselves a little bit and confident going into that Bills game, but they're so far back. I think the boogeyman is the Ravens getting healthy and in the playoffs, right? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you playing them again. Vikings at Lions. So I'm still in this loser pool for Paul Hamilton, where you pick one team to lose every week, and it's already been 8 games down, 8 teams down. I'm going to take the Vikings to lose this week, I think. That's my team, because I don't have a lot of options. There's other bye teams on bye weeks. But I think that's safe, right? Lions should take care of the Vikings. Is J.J. McCarthy going back in?
I'm not 100% sure if McCarthy right. is, but I do know Wentz is on is
right.
your reserve
so
now.
So I think it's McCarthy. So Lions host the Vikings. Excuse me. Lions are 5-2 after a big win over the Buccaneers the last time they played 2 weeks ago. They had a bye week. 24-9 they won that game. And I remember a couple weeks ago they played the Chiefs as well in a night game on Sunday Night Football and lost. Vikings at 3-4. They're trying to get back on track after 2 straight losses to the Eagles and Chargers, and they have a tough schedule. Lions, Ravens, then it's Bears, Packers, Seahawks. Not looking great for the Vikings this year. Panthers, the team the Bills just played last week, they go to Green Bay. They are taking on the Green Bay Packers. Hmm. Panthers at 4-4. Packers 5-1-1 right now. The Green Bay Packers are the one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, they are. They're playing
over Philly.
They're playing well, but I still think the NFC is kind of open. I think
I agree.
Anything can happen.
I don't think there's no dominant team in the NFC. I think the best team in the NFC is still the Eagles or maybe the Bucks. The Bucks might be the best team in the NFC.
The Bucks are really frisky.
But they got crushed by the Lions 2 weeks ago.
They did. Yeah.
Right? I agree. I think, the NFC is, there's no dominant team. The teams at the top are the teams at the top, but they're, how do you decipher between them, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
This is a really interesting AFC game. Broncos at Texans. This is a 1 o'clock game, okay? The Texans have a really good defense, by the way. Here are their scores they've allowed this year. Now, they did allow 27 in one game a couple weeks ago against the Seahawks. Other than that, 15, 10, 0, 17, 20, 14. They're a very, very good defense. They've had problems scoring at times, but they've been a lot more hot lately. Suddenly, C.J. Stroud coming to life. 26 points, 44 points. They lose with 19, 26 against a good San Francisco defense last week. And now they get a Denver Broncos team that's won five in a row, goes to Houston after scoring 77 points over the last 2 weeks. But they've also given up more points than you think. Against the Giants, 32. Against the Cowboys, 24. I think this is a really interesting AFC game. Do you want the Broncos to win to keep ahead of the Chiefs? Or do you want the Texans to win to knock the Broncos down a peg because the Bills have a less record than them?
Ooh.
Tough one, right?
It's a dilemma. It really is. I'm almost kind of rooting for the AFC West to just stay dominant.
Oh, without Kansas City.
Without Kansas City. Keep them down.
I know. Bills are at the Texans later this year on a Thursday night game the week before Thanksgiving. So here's one we all know who everybody in Western New York should be rooting for, at least Bills fans in Western New York. Falcons at Patriots, Sunday at 1 p.m. We're going to know the result of this game before the Bills kick off. Will the Patriots go to 7-2, putting even more pressure on the Bills to win against the Chiefs? Will the Falcons pull an upset with now? It looks like I think Michael Penix is playing. We'll check on that. Looks like Drake London should be good to go. We'll see, though. They're still kind of operating in a wait-and-see mode there for some things. Falcons at Patriots. Falcons, they're just so hot and cold. And they've been real cold lately. Two back-to-back losses, only scoring 10 points each after beating the Bills 24-14. I still can't believe the Bills lost that game. Patriots, Drake May has been unbelievable lately. He is one of the front runners, one of them, with Josh Allen, with Patrick Mahomes, for league MVP right now. And they are scoring at a high clip. He's playing great. They have the Falcons, then they have the Bucks, then they have the Jets and Bengals and Giants. So if you're going to get some losses for the Patriots at all, it's got to come soon, I think, here in these 2 weeks. And I do give the Falcons a chance. The Patriots are probably going to win this game, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Falcons. I mean, the Browns gave for a half, they gave the Patriots a run for their money. 49ers at the Giants. You know, I think that at this point, we're just wondering, like, how long does Brian Daboll last? Meaning, like, is he the coach at the end of this year going into next year? And he probably needs some wins to kind of secure that, save that, help that cause, because Jackson Dart has looked good, and that's real good for him. But they've had some tough losses lately. The Eagles just dominated them, really. But the Broncos, that fourth quarter, they allowed to happen. Now they get the Niners. They still have the Bears, Packers, and Lions, and Patriots on deck. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. They have a tough schedule. On the other hand, the Niners, a team that's 5-3, still alive. You know, this is not a team that's kind of rotating wins and losses as the season goes on. Let's see where they are let me see that. I haven't looked at the NFC West standings lately. I mean, look, they're a half game out. 5-2, 5-2 for Seattle and LA, respectively. 5-3 for the 49ers. So, 49ers right now, they've gone last five games. Lose, win, lose, win, lose, win. So, I guess they'd beat the Giants in this one, which I would expect, I think. Oh, well, Giants can win. All right. Colts Steelers. What are we thinking here? Rooting for the Steelers? I hate doing that.
I hate doing it too.
But you got to with the Ravens where they are.
Yeah. You want.
And the Colts, you want them to get some losses here if the Bills are to chase the one seed in any capacity, right?
Yeah.
Now I will say the Colts have a tougher schedule coming up. They have the fourth toughest schedule in the league the remainder of the way. Doesn't have to be this game. They get Steelers, Falcons, Chiefs, Texans, Jags, Seahawks. I mean, like,
oh wow. Yeah.
They might get some losses along the way.
They might string together a few, and they probably will see a little bit of a regression from them at some point, hopefully for this standing stake. But honestly, the Steelers' defense is so brutal.
Yes,
I just worry Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones are going to be able to slice and dice this entire thing.
But isn't this the type of game that Mike Tomlin's Steelers win? Isn't this the type of game they win?
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody's like, what are they this year? Defense stinks, high price. Here come the Colts at 7-1 rolling along. Yeah, boom, they win 14-10.
You're right. Right? That is a classic Tomlin win.
It's a classic Tomlin win, that's right. All right, wrapping up your 1 p.m. slate, Chargers at Titans. I don't give the Titans much of a chance here. They are on track maybe again for back-to-back years, the number one pick. Certainly very high. It would be nice if they won, but again, let's go back to what Joe said earlier. Maybe you want the Chargers and Broncos to keep winning here to keep the Chiefs down as much as possible, right? And you don't know how it plays out at the end of the year. There is the alternate argument of, well, you don't want the Chiefs or the Ravens as a wild card because then you might play them early in the playoffs. So maybe you want them to win a division. I don't know. It's the NFL's crazy, and it's great like that. I love the fact that the NFL is like that. By the way, in case you're tuning in and waiting to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott, we will have him at some point here in this half hour. So keep your radio tuned in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. In fact, let's do this. Let's take a time out. That way we have a little more time with Bills head coach Sean McDermott when he comes our way shortly after this break on a Buffalo football Halloween Friday. Sean McDermott joins me on the West Her Hotline right now on a Buffalo football Halloween Friday. Good morning, coach. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning and happy Halloween to you, to everyone out there. Should make for a fun night here.
No doubt. No doubt. Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters at your house?
It's a great question. You'd have to ask my family, my wife, because I'm not usually home for Halloween. But it you know, I'm hoping to get home tonight for some of the kids that come around. And yeah, we've gotten some. I know that. I that's what I hear at least. But I'm looking forward to getting some at our house tonight.
So well, I guess it answers my next question, which you wouldn't know. Like I walked in today here at our Odyssey Studios. Somebody who works at WBEN actually was dressed up as you, and I'm like, wait a minute. Do people go to Sean's house dressed up as him? Like, did your wife say we had 10 people dressed as you tonight?
I've not heard that, but okay. I have heard the stories of. It's interesting, you know, some adults like myself have done that, and then I hear some young kids do the same. Yeah. So I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you should for sure. All right, the most important question on Halloween. Here we go. Let's get to the good stuff, Sean. If someone asked Sean McDermott to recommend a good scary movie on Halloween night, what is your go-to good scary movie to recommend?
Well, there's a few of them. I mean, growing up, you know, you remember some of those big time movies where you didn't really want to go to bed after watching it, but you know the one that I kind of that stands out to me is the music video of Thriller, and that was kind of a movie back in the day when it came out, although it was only 5 minutes or so, but a pretty cool video back in the day.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, and then I do want to get to a couple of things about this week before we get to the Chiefs game and the injury report, of course, which we have a few guys we're monitoring. I want to ask you about James Cook being named AFC Offensive Player of the Week and just the season that he's put together, Sean. I remember, you know, really his second year when you said, you know, this guy's really starting to, you know, he's kind of really upped what he did his rookie year as far as, you know, like understanding his role and how to practice and practice habits and things like that. It seems like he's taken it even to another level in the season he's having.
Well, he has. And it started, I mean, it really jumped last year. And then if you were at our practices, you know, the full part of our practices last week, he was doing the same thing. I mean, when he got the ball in his hands, he was going the distance each rep. And then of course, you know, you got to get somebody else in there for the next rep, but what happened then in the game was a result of his habits and the execution during the week in practice.
The other announcement that the franchise made this week is a return to St. John Fisher. We get the announcement here during the middle of a football season that you guys are going back for 3 more years. How do you like the sound of that, and what has Fisher meant to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place to have training camp. It's a, you know, one of those special places, I think, around colleges, college campuses in our country, with just a real quaint environment, great people, great fan base of ours up there. And it's good that we can get up there and go back again for the next couple of years.
All right, Coach, let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Several names on the list I'll ask you about specifically if you don't tell us if they're not going to play, but do you have anybody that you're ruling out right now for the game on Sunday?
Yeah, we've got a few. So DQ, Daquan Jones will not play. Josh Palmer will not play. And then Shaq Thompson, all three of those guys will be out.
Did Shaq Thompson, was that an injury that happened during the week at practice? You said on Wednesday he would be a vet rest day, and then it showed up as hamstring. Is that something that happened during the week?
Yeah, well, you know what? It kind of, I think, was lingering a little bit, thought it had gone away, and then it kind of resurfaced a little bit at the start of practice there. So it's kind of something that it just kind of, it sounds like it didn't quite go away the way we thought it had.
What are we looking at for today, Coach, with a guy like Matt Prater, who's been limited for a couple of days with a right calf?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I think he's going to be fine. Never want to, you know, say that there's a guarantee with that, but I think he's heading in the right direction. We'll just take it through the rest of the day today and see how he does.
And then, of course, with Shaq down, that means Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano being full participants is encouraging. What can you tell us about their week right now?
Well, they should be full. Both of those guys should be full.
Okay, that is the injury report from Sean McDermott against the Kansas City Chiefs. Sean, a quick update on Tyler Bass. We know we saw Max Harrison come back from injured reserve last week, and now with Prater popping up, we've been asked a few times about Tyler Bass, and I figured I'd give you a chance to give an update on him.
No, he's doing a good job. You know, he's a true pro. He's working hard, somewhat behind the scenes, but he's around the team as much as he can be. And, you know, he's continuing to work on things and getting himself ready to go here.
And then Gabe Davis returned this week, Coach. Obviously, he's on the practice squad right now, so we don't get him on the actual injury report. But what do you think about how he's been integrated back in, both physically and as far as, you know, chemistry?
Right. He practiced yesterday. I thought he looked good. You know, did some good things. He won't practice today, more than likely. A little bit of inflammation from yesterday's practice, coming off of yesterday's practice there. So he'll be out today, and we'll see where he goes from there.
Okay, Max Harrison, I just mentioned him. First game, first NFL action. You went back, you watched the film, you see how he reacted to everything. What did you think from the first-year cornerback?
Yeah, good first step. You know, again, managing expectations, good first step. I think it's important that he continues to do that and we continue to do that as we look to move forward. And, you know, again, it's, you know, the NFL, you know, it's a one day at a time, one game at a time, and 1 week at a time. So that mindset is important for him and then for all of us here.
Similarly, but different because they're veterans. Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, they've been chomping at the bid to get back out there. And of course, you know, they both do some really nice things in that first game. Hoyt with a sack and a half. What did you think about their first game in a Buffalo Bills uniform and how everything kind of fell for them?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, people want to put them into a kind of the same category. You know, they're different. They're different, right? They're both on their own journeys. And, you know, I think Michael's name got mentioned quite a bit, and Larry did some good things, and now it's about, hey, how can we turn the page and continue to get better in game two here?
And then, of course, game two, game number nine, or eight, I should say, week number nine against the Kansas City Chiefs.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming, your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
A familiar opponent, obviously, for you guys. So much talk about how much you've seen these guys over the years. And it's not just the players, the coaches. I mean, it's such a consistent coaching staff on both sides of the ball. Do you take the first game, if you play somebody, and you just kind of gather as much information as you can, if that's the case in a division game, but you can't count on playing them again? You never know what it's going to be, right? I mean, so what is the matchup like? You just go through your same routine? People wonder, I guess, Coach, I'll say it this way. People wonder if you hold things back when it comes time to doing things like this. That wouldn't be the case, or is it something you do?
Well, I think anything and everything is on the table. So, you know, we've both had a tremendous amount of success, and, you know, that's kind of what's happened. And with that, we've played each other more than once each year over the last couple of years in particular. And so, you know, you do focus on one game at a time, though, like anything else, and you try and stay as consistent as you can be in your normal process. So it's an opportunity we're looking forward to. I know our fan base is as well, and we're looking forward to Sunday afternoon there.
And, of course, all that speed and athleticism they bring on offense, is that something you notice right away when you pop on the film with this offense and what they can do to you, spread you out sideline to sideline and go deep as well?
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, very, very similar to the Miami Dolphins offense in the amount of speed, track athletes, you know, just yep. from the speed degree that they have. It's quite unique to watch, and so, and they do a great job scheming and knowing what you're going to do defensively, and of course with what Patrick Mahomes is able to do and everything. So yeah, it'll be a big challenge for us.
And then, of course, on the other side of the ball, and I know Deion Dawkins has a lot of respect for Chris Jones, like everybody does, but I love watching him talk about him, and you know, we've seen the interactions with those guys, and the respect that Chris Jones has around the league is pretty incredible. An elite player like that, you have to be very aware of, but he's not the only guy on that side of the ball. They have a lot of different guys you have to be aware of, I'm sure.
No, they do. I mean, Chris Jones is a once-in-a-lifetime player. Karlaftis is really, really good. And, you know, the player McDuffie. And, you know, they put together a talented roster. And so we've got to be aware of all where those guys are and make sure that we are communicating well on our side of the ball offensively in this case. So we know where we want to go with things and how we want to go about doing things.
4:25 p.m. game on Sunday. I want to make everybody aware. It is the salute to service game. I know there's a presentation and a lot of things going on around the stadium and inside the stadium. So salute to service game on Sunday, Coach, of course, and that's always meaningful for the Buffalo Bills, but also meaningful to be back home at Highmark Stadium for the first time in quite a while with these fans giving you guys a boost.
Well, it is, and let me first say thank you for all the military people who have given so much of their time and energy and sacrifice in so many ways, their families included. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, and certainly us as an organization as well. So we'll start there, but also great to have an opportunity to be around our fans at Highmark Stadium, as you said. And like always, it's a great environment. Can't wait to get back into it.
All right, you got it, Coach. Thanks a lot. I know you got a lot to do today, so good luck on Sunday. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Al.
All right, you got it. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. You heard the injury report. No Daquan Jones, no Josh Palmer, no Shaq Thompson. Also, no practice today for Gabe Davis after some inflammation, he said, after yesterday's practice, after getting back in the swing of things this week. I would think that would trend towards maybe him not being elevated tomorrow. At 4 p.m. is the deadline, right? You kind of get that sense, right, Joe?
Yeah,
saying something like that.
You feel,
I mean,
it a little
there's
bit.
No guarantee. They might back off and go, we still want you to play Sunday, but especially with Palmer out.
We do have some breaking news around the league.
Oh, what is going on?
Chris Greer has been let go by the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
No longer the general manager.
The brother of Mike Greer,
mm-hmm.
who used to play for the Buffalo Sabres.
Right, yeah.
Chris Greer. I'm going to repost this here. This is Ian Rappaport reporting it, as others. So, the next time the Bills play the Dolphins will have a new GM, most likely someone with an interim tag. All right. 803-0550. Is the number to call. Okay, here's one from Jamie. I want to get to this. This is getting connected with our fans because this happens a lot. Thank you, Jamie, at Sal Sports. He said, Jamie, he or she, and I apologize, but this is funny. Jamie, and then the tag on the tweet is Curtis. So like Jamie Lee Curtis, we were talking about Halloween. ESPN reporting yesterday, Jamie writes, that the Bills supposedly sent a trade offer to Buda Baker. I don't know if they reported there was a trade offer made. I think it was something that they should do, right? Wasn't it more of an opinion piece?
It was more of an opinion
Jamie,
piece.
I think, Jamie, that was an opinion piece. Not an actual, but I could be wrong. I didn't read it. I didn't read the whole thing. It started off as like a, here's trades that could be made.
I think that's what it was, because Jeremy and Joe kind of went through it too.
Okay.
And it wasn't anything like actually reported or anything like that. It was more of an opinion piece.
Okay. 803-0550 is the number to call. That's where Patrick Hammer joined me. Actually, he's got a special bat signal Pat calls in, just like Sean McDermott does. And he joins me on the Western Hotline right now to talk about the weather for Sunday's game. Good morning to you, buddy. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday to you.
and to you as well. What was Coach's scariest movie, his favorite? I didn't hear that part. Did he get to
it? He didn't have a scariest movie. He had a scariest video. It's Thriller. He's like, that was like a movie back then, right?
Do you know the musicians behind that song? You'll never believe it.
I don't.
All of the members of Toto.
Come on.
That song. I'm not kidding. Steve Luthaker, David Foster, who was an more of a composer, David Paich. So if you go look, the people behind that music were deeply rooted in like 70s rock. It's so cool.
Wow, I did not know that. All right, yeah. And by the way, I remember
a little trivia.
That is you know what I love every year? This should be happening tonight, by the way. Have you ever seen the Thriller dance that goes on in New York City that they do? And where is it?
I've certainly heard about it.
Hold on. Where is it? Oh, NYC. I gotta tell you exactly where it is. It is Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. It's the Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. It is amazing. It is amazing. And they'll do it tonight in this day and age with all the videos and the drones and all that. It is fantastically made. You got to go watch it.
And think about the genesis of this was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
With this song. And who thought, oh, let's put Vincent Price in it. And that'll make it even better. And it did.
New York City 51st Halloween Parade 2024. If you watch it on YouTube, you can go see last year's and every year. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's awesome. I want to ask you, though, same question I asked Sean and Owen and Joe. What's your go-to scary movie? Somebody says, give me something good to watch tonight that's going to give me a good movie that I'm going to be scared.
Okay, this was in a different genre almost, but I was so scared because I literally had no idea what was going to happen next, and it was the movie Seven, okay?
Ooh,
when
yeah.
Kaiser Soze, at the very end, he's got his seventh deadly sin. You don't know what he's going to pull off. He and Brad Pitt drive off into the desert, and I literally was like, I have no idea what's coming. So in some sense, that to me made it so scary. And, you know, 30 years later, I think that movie holds up now even more so than it did then.
Hold on. Kaiser Soze was in The Usual Suspects.
Oh, I'm The Usual Suspects. I'm thinking of what was the villain's name? Because I think the same.
I'm like, you just like really screwed me up because I'm like, wait a minute, Kaiser Soze.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. The character, the bad guy in Seven was also in that movie, Usual Suspects, Kevin Spacey.
Yes,
okay, that's
yes,
where I
yes,
got confused.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wrong name. I forget the name of the bad guy in Seven. Your listeners know who I'm talking
Kevin
about.
Kevin Spacey was Kaiser Soze, though, right?
And he was Kaiser
Soze. Yes, okay.
I just got, in my old
you
age,
you said the
I got
character instead of the name. I get it. Okay. The character from another movie instead of the name.
Wrong character name, right actor.
For me, the original Halloween still...
Oh, yeah.
Stands the test of time.
He's the original boogeyman, right? You know,
kind of like
the clown in Poltergeist. The little kids in his room, and the clown in the chair, and then all of a sudden he looks behind under the bed because where does the boogeyman hide? Boogeyman hides under your bed.
All right, so now that you said that, I'll tell you, the movie It is really scary too. And they just had the new iteration of it or whatever you want to call it, the name of the city or whatever, but they've done a few of them, and It is a scary movie.
Very scary. And the guy that plays the clown is so talented. I mean, that was such a hard character to pull off. So very scary. The other scary movie also in the Halloween family, just because when I was a kid, Halloween 3, and you're going to go, what? That was the Halloween that went off script as a kid.
Is that the one that had the pumpkins on the heads?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's rock from Stonehenge. I know. But you didn't know what was happening. You're like, wait, where's Michael Myers? What's going on? There's a little rock from Stonehenge in the clown mask or whatever. And then the mask would turn into some freaky thing at the stroke of midnight if kids watch television. Okay.
803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. After we get the weather update from Pat Hammer for Sunday's game, 4:25 p.m., Bills and Chiefs Sunday, big one in Orchard Park. I've been monitoring this weather all week, and yesterday I had Tracy Wolfson on from CBS, and she's doing the game.
Awesome.
And we were talking, and at the end she said, hold on, I have a question for you. What's the weather on Sunday? And I said, well, we're going to have my guy Patrick Hammer on tomorrow to tell us for sure. I've been monitoring it, and at that time, this was 24 hours ago now, I said to Tracy, I said, I think we're looking at probably mid-40s to 50 and pretty good, and the rain might hold off, but I'll wait for Pat. And then yesterday, last night, I went and looked at my apps that I look at, and it started to tick up a little bit on the temperature. So I'm a little bit more encouraged. Am I right to be able to do that?
Yeah, we.
Uh-oh, Pat, I'm losing you, buddy.
Perfectly in terms.
Wait. Start over again. You cut out for a minute.
Sorry. Okay. Sunday is looking just fine. We have rain today. We have rain coming on Monday, but in between, we're getting the Bills game in, and the weather for Sunday looks just fine. Now, despite the kind of crummy weather we have today and tonight, things are going to improve a bit tomorrow, and then come Sunday, I think it's a pretty nice day, tailgating, you know, lunchtime, whatever. The weather looks pretty good with a kind of a mix of sun and clouds. Kickoff, 425, I believe an air temperature right around 50.
Wow.
Not much wind. So this is actually going to be turn out to be a pretty darn nice afternoon and evening for football. I don't see any weather concerns. Again, your one system is leaving, one is approaching, but in between we got a ball game. So I think we're going to be okay.
You know what's funny is, do you remember a couple of years ago, it seemed like it was the best weather all week, every week, except on Sunday.
I know.
Right? Like I remember the Washington game, the Houston game, there were all these games where it's like, dude, Saturday is just gorgeous, Monday's gorgeous, Sunday sucks. This year's kind of opposite. We've had some interesting weather throughout the week, but game days have been pretty good, though, to be honest with you.
They really have. Yeah, I remember it was like Halloween a couple years ago. Green Bay Packers came to town, and it was Sunday Night Football, and it was windy as heck and rainy, and you know, it's one of those things where the weather that led up to that game was great, but then it took a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, this season has been, and that was right around Halloween. This season, you're right. Again, I'm so glad we didn't really have a home game last week, and we don't have Monday Night Football, because that would have been lousy. This is a nice Sunday afternoon and evening for Bills football. Looks good.
All right, so tonight, trick-or-treaters coming by.
Yeah.
All around Western New York. You just said, meh, kind of crummy weather tonight. I think it was close to 80 last year, but I remember it like snowed a couple of years ago. You never know what you're getting on October 31st. So what do we got tonight for the Halloween trick-or-treaters?
2 years ago, we had flurries. Last Halloween was the warmest Halloween on record at 78. This one, we'll kind of squeeze it in between. We're going to be in the 40s. Okay, the rain should be done, all right? So for the kiddos that want to get out, I'm not really worried about rain. Let's say 3:30, 4:30 when things get going, maybe a little later. It still will be windy. It still will be cool. It's probably going to feel like it's 40 degrees with that wind out there. So not perfect. But with all the rain we had yesterday and the showers we've had this morning, that rain is going to ease back so that by this afternoon and tonight, we should be okay. It's just going to be, kind of on the windy side.
Okay. Well, we get out there. We're still going to do it, right? I mean, that's what you do. Take the kids out.
100%.
We're still going to do it out there. So, yeah, we'll be all
right. I think we're going to be fine. The older kids like mine who are on that brink of like, do I go this year? You know, maybe the weather turns them away. You know, they're at that 16, 17, like, I don't know. Am I old enough? I think for the diehards, the weather should be just fine tonight. Just a little windy.
Okay, real quick. Do I just think about Miami the same way no matter what? Like, it's going to be probably a chance of rain there next week when we go, and it's probably going to be in the 80s, and you could get rain in the game. Is that just kind of like the normal standard for Miami no matter what?
Yeah, especially this time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Yeah, you keep an eye to the tropics like we just had to do the last couple of days. Miami is it's one of those November really doesn't see it's probably some of the best weather down there this time of the year. So I haven't taken too much of a peek for next Sunday, but I think it is Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay, not Monday. All right. I think the weather probably should be fine. It's pretty safe. You kind of get out of that thunderstorm weather pattern this time of the year. So it's looking pretty good. I'm still getting over my Kaiser Soze. I'm going to kick myself for days on messing up that movie trivia. Sorry.
That's okay. Kevin tweets in, says the killer in Seven was named John Doe, played by Kevin Spacey.
John Doe. That's right.
See?
That's right.
There you go. You have listeners here. You have listeners helping us out, helping you out here. You know, you can feel bad about it. I make mistakes every day on the radio, okay? It's okay. Oh. This is what we do. Live radio, live TV. Like, people, this happened earlier today. Like, I got a buddy who, you know, DMs me and messages me. And, like, I'm talking about the Chiefs and Eagles and the Super Bowl. And right away, I say something like, no, that wasn't it. I'm like, dude, I know. I make mistakes on the radio sometimes. Like, it's live radio. You know what I mean?
I'm in the weather business. I make mistakes hourly. So, I mean, my Mondays on television are all about apology.
Yes, I totally get it.
All the mistakes.
Didn't you say this? Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
I know. Well, yours is, you're in the prediction business, which is tough, right? I get it. Like, yeah. You got to kind of tell. I always say, though, you could say 1% chance rain. If it rains, you're still right. You know that. So it's all good. You can do that. For me, it's like I misspeak sometimes. I say something like, oh, that wasn't correct. I say a word wrong. And how many people telling me how wrong I was? And I'm like, I know, I'm human. Have you ever not spoken to somebody and you made a mistake on the word you were going to say?
I know. And it's like they're just waiting to jump on you.
We got to be perfect. You got to be perfect in the weather. I got to be perfect in the way I talk. See how it goes?
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
All right, buddy. Listen, have a great weekend. Great wet rest of your week. We will talk next Friday about a Bills trip down to South Florida and a lot of Bills fans making that trip every year, too. So thank you.
All right. Happy Halloween.
All right, you got it. Patrick Hamer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. We've had a lot of news today in the NFL. Travis Hunter could be out for the year. That's right. The excellent two-way star, Heisman Trophy winner, Jacksonville Jaguar wide receiver / cornerback, non-contact knee injury in practice. He is going on injured reserve. Very unfortunate. We also have a firing of a general manager, Chris Greer, in Miami. Dolphins general manager has been let go. Brother of former Sabres forward Mike Greer, who's now the GM of the San Jose Sharks. Mike Greer, right? I believe that's what he's doing.
So. Yeah, I'll double check.
But how about that? Two brothers, one a general manager in the NHL, one and a general manager in the NFL, and the one in the NFL just lost his job. Mike Greer is the general manager of the Sharks, right? I believe he is. You got it there? He's looking it up. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to make the mistake and say it. And so I'm like, no, he's let go last year. Mike Greer. There we go. He is. Here you go. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Current GM. Okay. Anyway. So yeah, you got that. By the way, Celebrini's really good. He's having a good year. Starting off, Macklin Celebrini. Anyway, also today, Sean McDermott came on WGR a little while ago in his weekly radio appearance. He has ruled out for the game on Sunday Daquan Jones, Josh Palmer, and Shaq Thompson. He also said that Gabe Davis will not practice today, some inflammation from his practice week. He has since told other local media in another briefing that he does after this that Gabe will not play on Sunday. So he's not going to play. So we can take that off the table. He also said that Taylor Rapp had surgery on his knee and he's probably out until next year. So that is not an option for him to come back. Still, you still wonder about the safety position, what the Bills think about it, if they want to look outside the organization. We'll see about that. Okay, real quick, can I get to the 4 o'clock games? Fire up that music. We'll wrap it up this way. 4:05, Saints at Rams. Boy, the Saints making a change, going to Tyler Shuck at quarterback instead of Spencer Rattler. Rams look good. They got back on the winning track after that loss against the Niners. Two wins in a row. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Jags. They have a bye week. They should smash the Saints, to be quite honest with you, in this one. Rams at 5-2. Jags without Travis Hunter, like I said, at the Raiders. Well, this is an interesting game. I think the Raiders can beat the Jags. They're kind of a hot and cold team, but they were terrible the last time out against the Chiefs. They lose 31-0, but they've had a bye week. The Jags also coming off a bye week. They'll go out to L.A. Jags, 4-3. Raiders, 2-5. Sunday night, Seahawks at the Commanders. I think I like the Seahawks. I keep thinking the Commanders should break out of their funk, especially with Jaden Daniels. Boy, how about last week? The Commanders looked good early on against the Chiefs. They had two, they had four downs they went for and didn't get. They had a stupid pass that went off Deebo Samuel's hands that he should have caught. They gave the Chiefs all these little breaks, right? Otherwise, it's maybe a different game. Commanders 3-5, Seahawks 5-2 in that one. That is Sunday night. We'll get to Monday night's game on Monday. That is Cardinals at Cowboys. We'll get to Bills Chiefs all day long on WGR Sports Radio 550 and the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. And of course, Sabres entertain the Washington Capitals tomorrow, 7 p.m. start. I just want to make sure on that. 7 p.m. start?
I think it might be 8.
8 p.m. start. Thank you for letting me know that. 8 p.m. start tomorrow. Sabres cap, so that means... Oh, no, Washington Buffalo, 7 p.m. I got it right here.
7 p.m., sorry.
7 p.m., that's okay. 7 p.m., that means pregame at 6 here on WGR. Have a great Halloween. Be safe, please. Keep all of our kids and adults, everybody trick-or-treating safe on the roads out there tonight. Make sure you're aware of them. Have a great weekend. Bills Chiefs, we'll talk to you on Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres Live up next.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.